Now, 5 people a day die from motor neuron disease in the UK. And this month is MND Awareness Month. And compared to cancer, there is very little spent on research. The disease is incurable, it's degenerative, and it attacks the nerves in the brain and spinal cord. On Saturday, Belfast City Hall was lit up blue and orange to mark this month's event. Jennifer Maloney lost her dad on Good Friday of this year, and she told me that the diagnosis was devastating to the whole family.
My daddy probably had motor neuron disease for, I'd say, maybe 3.5 years, but only diagnosed in August 2012. I suppose it was probably about June 2010. He was hill walking in Austria, and he said he felt like a snap, and then he developed like a dropped foot kind of symptom, and then he was walking funny, almost like lopsided and dragging his foot behind him. So he went to the GP, and the GP put it down to sciatica. So he was sent for kind of therapy for sciatica, and that didn't seem to help at all. And the symptoms were getting worse, and his mobility was getting worse. So eventually, through one thing and another, he ended up having MRIs and bone scans. And so eventually, through almost like an error, he saw a bone specialist, and he said, "No, I think you need to see a neurologist." So that's maybe when things sort of started to kick into action. And I suppose we did kind of sort of realise then that things were more serious than sciatica. So he was sent to a neurologist. And then there is no one clear test for motor neuron disease. So it's a process of elimination through various tests. And the last test he was given was a nerve conduction study, which did show that he had motor neuron disease. So he was diagnosed officially on August the 18th, 2012, and he died on Good Friday this year. He was told he had a slow progressive form of it, but it did turn out to be quite quick on him. So,
how devastating was that diagnosis at the time for both you as a family and for him? Because, as you say, it's the realisation it's not sciatica.
Yeah, I think one of the problems was as well, and which is why I want to try to raise awareness, is we'd never heard of the disease. We kind of knew vaguely that Professor Stephen Hawking has it, but aside from that, we didn't know anything about it. And I think that was the hardest part, that we had to, you know, maybe do a bit of research for ourselves. And then, of course, you look online and you find devastating details and statistics, and the fact it's sporadic, there's no known cause and there's no cure, there's only life prolonging drugs. But basically, I would say it is almost palliative care from the start. You know, my father was sent away when he was diagnosed. He was set, you know, he was told very abruptly, you could be dead in weeks, months or years. There is nothing they can do right now for it.
How did he cope with that? Because there must have been a sense then of borrowed time, nearly.
Yes, I definitely think from the start something kicked in. I mean, he was amazing. Just, I don't know if it was a coping mechanism. It was the measure of the man that he was. But he definitely kind of helped us to cope with it. But, I mean, to be told, obviously there are other terminal illnesses, but there's always maybe perhaps hope. There's, you know, there's chemotherapy, etc. for cancer. But with motor neuron disease, being told there's nothing we can do, you know, it's a ticking time bomb. It's a death sentence from the start.
How hard was it for you to watch your dad from then, the date where he was diagnosed, until he died this year?
Oh, it was absolutely devastating as a family, and it, you know, it did affect the whole family. You know, my father went from someone who could go hill walking in Austria, that's where he went on holiday every year, to someone who was basically reliant on us for care. My mother was very adamant, and he was very adamant, they didn't want carers in the house. So my mother did it all single-handedly, but, you know, near the end, he was reliant on us for, I would say, almost 24-hour care. it caused like a, like obviously then he couldn't support, the muscles in his legs wasted so much, he couldn't support his own body weight, so he was reduced, you know, he was in a wheelchair. And then after Christmas this year, it seemed to go into his lungs, so his lung muscles were fading. He was relying on a nipping machine almost 24 hours a day. This machine has only been in operation 8 years, but it's, you know, it's really transformed care for people with motor neuron disease. You know, it does, it's like an oxygen kind of mask. I suppose there probably is a more technical term for it, but
it helped him anyway. It helped him to breathe.
It definitely helped him to breathe. It wasn't like a very pretty mask to look at, but it definitely gave him some sort of relief.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose that was the only thing that the hospital could do, this mask, and then the life prolonging drugs. But aside from that, there's nothing. It was a death sentence from the start.
And did it take you by surprise, because you had been told that it was one of the less aggressive or rapid strains of it?
I think we were all quite shocked, even when we were, you know, we were told it was a slower form. So we thought, well, the average person with motor neuron disease probably gets between 2 and 5 years. But I mean, I do know somebody who has it 11 years. Professor Stephen Hawking has it around 50 years. So I thought maybe my daddy would be one of the lucky ones. Maybe we'll have him, you know, another 10 years. But I think the fact that it did go into his lungs so quickly, it did affect his speech as well, which was, I think, the hardest part. You know, him trying to communicate with us was very frustrating for him. It was very upsetting for us. It was, you know, you almost had to just act so hard to understand him, because you didn't want to upset him. You wanted, you know, because after all, he was still our daddy, and you still were kind of the daughters, and you had to give him his place.
Was that for you one of the hardest things to see?
I could cope with seeing my daddy in a wheelchair. I could cope with having to help lift him. I think the most devastating part was him losing his voice. It was probably, I'd say, maybe just before Christmas, my sister got married, and because we brought the wedding forward, and his voice got very, very weak, and very almost slurred all the time. And it was quite hard to understand, and especially when he's very, very tired. So it's very poignant that this month is Motor Neuron Disease Awareness Month, and the focus of the campaign is the loss of voice, because between 80 and 95% of people with motor neuron disease do have difficulties with their communication and losing their voice.
How has it been since you lost him then?
Well, we lost him on Good Friday. The only good thing we can take from this, that it was a very, very peaceful ending for him. He was admitted to the Foyle Hospice in Derry for respite care. I think he personally decided he'd had enough. I think he almost willed himself to die. I'd like to think that he got won over in motor neuron disease because he wanted to go. He decided he'd had enough. Since then, it has been quite difficult. And especially Motor Neuron Disease Awareness Month, it's everywhere. Father's Day was very, very difficult. But just take one day at a time, 1 hour at a time.
Well, if you or any of your family have been diagnosed with motor neuron disease and you want some support, you can go to the local website, which is www.mndani.com. That's mndani.com. Or you can follow them on Twitter at MND ASSOC for association.